For the first time, a majority women's team is competing in the Indianapolis 500 this weekend. The team is part of a broader effort to bring more diversity to motorsports. As Indiana Public Broadcasting's Samantha Horton reports, only 9 women and only 2 black drivers have ever competed in the so-called greatest spectacle in racing.
The teams are preparing for this weekend's Indy 500 at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Simona De Silvestro drives for Parada Autosport and will be the only woman driver in the field of 33 cars. But that's not the only unique aspect of Parada. The team is made up of mostly women, about 70%. That includes pit crew member Caitlin Brown. Brown is responsible for the inside front tire. Having worked as a mechanic for Team Penske in the NASCAR series, she says it hasn't hit her quite yet how much of an impact the team is having.
I'm so used to working with all men mostly now that to work with all women again has been really cool. It's not every day you can do that, especially in racing. So the opportunity to do this is really awesome.
Team owner Beth Peretta says there are women in motorsports, just not as many as she'd like to see.
I've worked in automotive and racing for many years, and it was obvious to me that this is something where women could not only belong but thrive. And there weren't a lot of women throughout the paddock. You know, most of us know each other because there aren't that many. And I just saw it as really an opportunity.
Peretta says the team will make history at what is considered the Super Bowl of racing. But she is quick to credit the women who got them here. Women like Maud Yeagle, the first woman owner of an Indy 500 team, and Janet Guthrie, the first woman to race in the Indy 500.
There is absolutely no doubt that we wouldn't be here without the hard work of the women before us, and we stand on their shoulders. And each pushed doors open in different ways for us, but there's no doubt that we wouldn't be here without them.
Parada Autosport is allied with track owner Roger Penske's team. With that comes guidance and crossover employees, like Caitlin Brown with the pit crew. The support is a part of Penske's Race for Equality and Change initiative. It's a million-dollar effort to diversify IndyCar and IMS. Penske executive Jimmy McMillan says he hopes by finding ways to engage underrepresented communities, the track can become more diverse and inclusive, from the employees to the teams to the fans.
I think one day people are going to turn over the TV and not say to me, you know what, when I turn on TV, it looks very white. I think people are going to turn on the TV just like they do the NBA or the NFL and say it looks very American.
Rod Reed owns Force Indy, another team receiving support from Penske to bring more diversity into the sport. He says this is a much-needed start to confront issues that stem from the early days of the track.
If you look back in history, in the early 1900s, when the Indianapolis Motor Speedway started, the AAA, the current, you know, Automobile Association of America that exists today, very blatantly did not allow women. And they never wrote about not allowing blacks, but they just didn't do it.
Force Indy is working to bring in more black drivers, mechanics, and other staff. The team competes right now in the entry-level league with the eventual goal of competing in the Indy 500. Reed says he sees his team as a talent pipeline.
My primary goal is that the individuals that are in Force Indy can move up through the ranks. So I'm actually trying to design this so we become that foundational experience for them.
Beth Peretta has a similar goal for her team and hopes competing on a large stage sparks interest for future generations to get involved in motorsports.
The best thing for me is if there is a young girl watching at home and she sees herself. That's all we want to do. And maybe 10 years from now, she'll be on pit lane.
The Peretta team will be starting in the 33rd spot for the Indy 500. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Samantha Horton.